we'll have him explain this game a little bit so we've got a pretty good idea of how it goes.
Yeah, what happens here is we have a field that is 80 by 30. And what happens, it's unlike conventional football, is that there's three zones. There's three bright orange lines every 20 yards. And what that is that's a first down line. So you can actually receive a kickoff and actually only be a foot from that line, and that's all you need to get for that first down. And then that's the same thing with each zone. There's 20 yards in each zone, and you can keep the ball as long as every four downs you can make another first down. Otherwise, you turn the ball over.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. You anticipate a high-scoring game today?
I think so, you know, and it might be lopsided. And I'm not saying that the zoo's not going to score often, but there's a lot of youngsters on that other team. As a matter of fact, what we tried to do is have everybody on our team ground their sons. That way we would have a chance to win because they would all be home grounded.
This is going to be an exciting day out here. I can see that. That was Bobby Boyd. Ran into Bobby down in Daytona here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, when we were down in Florida, we ran into Bobby and Joe Grimm down at, and we went to the Speedway with them and had a good old time.
Even got,
we even ate some chicken wings together.
Absolutely.
Got to the dog track.
And what we'll do is I'm going to have the changes. You'll go over with Milo here real quick and get us any more changes that you might have here in a second. Again, this is Winterfest 2006, the first annual event, and this hopefully will be an annual event. The Friends of the Wakarusha have done a great job. I'm going to have Al hold this out for me. So the Friends of the Wakarusha would like to thank everyone who helped us with this event, and I'm going to read through that list right now, and we'll read through it again later. The Mount Carroll Chamber of Commerce, Mount Carroll Home Center, Shaw's Food Pride, the Pharmacy Center, Ideas and Designs, Brick Street Dollar, along with Campbell Center and Pat Simpson, erecting the Eagle's Nest here for us that I hope we don't fall out of, but Pat did a good job on that. Carroll Lanes and Lounge, Kalamazoo's, Bobby Boyd, Lepetic Cafe, Pinheads, and the Zoo Crew football teams. You know, that's what they're all about. These guys are out here ready to go. The National Bank, the Lanark FS, Sheriff Jeff Dorn. We hope to have a little talk with him a little bit later on, along with Scenic Bluff Ranch in Dundee there, the GM Productions, Northern Illinois Outlaws, the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Club, along with Paul and Betty Elstrom, Pete and Claudia Eitner, Future Quest Technologies, Assurance First Title and Escrow, and Brian Wastner, Eisenhart Realties, Wisconsin Kiters, who we happen to see, and of course WCCI. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk to Dave Weissmiller, who's the official. Can't get on the judge's chair, so he's going to do it in here. No, I'm just giving him a hard time. I got to give him a hard time, but we'll be back with Dave right after this timeout.
If you're losing your hair and have been waiting for science to create a miracle, I have exciting news for you. Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg with Kevis. Our scientists in Italy have created and patented a new enzyme that dissolves the DHT molecule in your scalp on contact. By eliminating DHT, the recognized cause of hair loss, your hair grows thicker, healthier, and fuller. No minoxidil, no side effects, just results. Published clinical studies have proven Kevis works, and Kevis has helped tens of thousands of men and women restore their youthful appearance and confidence. Now Kevis is stronger and more effective than ever. The enzyme triples the strength of Kevis. That's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new enzyme, call now and you'll receive 50% off. Call 888-923-HAIR. Our friendly consultants are knowledgeable and will answer all your questions. Call 888-923-HAIR. That's 888-923-HAIR. 923 HAIR.
Welcome back to Point Rock Park, and it's the first annual Winterfest and the first Sludge Bowl game going to kick off here at 1 o'clock. And Bobby Boyd's got a presentation for the official today. Of course, our friend, attorney Dave Weissmiller. And go ahead, Bobby.
Well, they've installed into this wonderful game a penalty box for the players on both sides. He's going to have some fun with it, but it's also for roughing. There's a little box on each side. So if the red team commits a penalty, Dave takes that player, puts him in the penalty box for whatever minutes he wants to. And we thought that, you know, since we're wearing long johns and everything, that we need the referees to be in some type of a decorative garb. So we have we're going to put him in stripes.
Well, he's a whole boy.
His official outfit. is the Mount Carroll Jail has donated some orange and white stripes for our referee today.
You know, Dave, you're going to look good in this.
You know, I'm born and raised in Mount Carroll. Orange is middle Jill. I'm going to have a hard time wearing orange. I'm an Iowa Hawkeye fan. I went to U of I, but I'm a Hawkeye fan. Orange does not go with me, so I may have to turn this one down, Beaver.
Your buddy Jeff Woodside's supposed to stop by this afternoon. He'll like you in that garb.
Well, the inside information I had on that was when you found out that I was refereeing, your first call was to Jeff to come in and do guest commentating on giving the referees a hard time.
Yes, and I haven't seen him here yet, so we hope that he'll be here pretty soon. Dave, this is going to be a fun day, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The one little rule I instituted is I want to make sure it doesn't get too rough is I do have a penalty box, a little bit like hockey. The only thing that's different, they don't have to play a man short. In hockey, if you're in the penalty box, your team has to play a man short. I'm letting them play at full strength, but I think some guys get a little out of control. He goes in the penalty box for 5 minutes. I may do it a little bit out of adjust. If I think that someone's getting a little bit too tired, I may have to put him in for his own safety. It's very possible the first guy that gets a nice clean shot and knocked down may have to put him in the penalty box because I don't want him getting hurt again. So I'm using it for a couple different reasons. If guys are getting a little bit aggressive, it's still football. So I want contact on the torso, below the neck and above the waist. But if they're going after the knees or heads, I think I got to put guys in the penalty box for that. And I do have the right to kick guys out of game, which I think if some guy just loses his temper a little bit, we may have to see an ejection, Beaver.
Okay. And Dave, what we're going to do is sometime or another during the game, I'm going to come down the sideline and get a comment from you so we can send it back up and see how things are going.
All right, that's not a problem.
Okay, Dave Weissmiller. Of course, Dave does our fantasy football show with Jeff Woodside, and now he's putting on his orange garb right now. And I see the trophy over here. That's pretty nice, Milo. Take a look at the first annual Sludge Bowl trophy.
Oh, that's a beauty, I'll tell you. I wonder who designed that one. That's a great design. Really looks good. Let's see what it says down here. Point Rock Bowl. Right, Mount Carroll, Illinois. Nice job on that. That looked good on somebody's bar.
Yes, it will. Yeah, it's going to go either Kalamazoo's or the Pinheads at Carroll Lanes. And we see that Sheriff Jeff Doran stopped by. I'm getting cold already. Jeff, come on over here real quick. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Beaver. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to see you could make it. You know, nice crowd on hand today.
Great crowd. Beautiful day. And we got David Weissnor in a jail outfit.
And I'm glad you furnished that for him. He looks good in that.
I've been wanting to get him in one for years.
Well, I gave him a hard time. I says, you know, being the official, he's kind of a judge. This will be the closest he'll get to the judge's seat.
And a great one he'll make today, Beaver.
I've just given him he's going to do a good job, and it's going to be fun. And, you know, these kind of things, this is what living in Northwest Illinois is all about.
Absolutely. What a great day, and I can smell the brats over here cooking, and it's a beautiful day for football.
And, Jeff, I was just noticing 1926, this is the 80th anniversary of Point Rock Park here in Mount Carroll.
What a beautiful park it is down here. I didn't know the date was 1926, but it's been well kept and a beautiful little park down here. We're proud of it.
And we're going to get the mayor on air after a bit as he walks on by. Jeff, these kind of things, and I know that you stay active in all the communities in the county, that these are the kind of things you like to see. A lot of things for the kids here.
That's the best part of this is that the kids are out here having a great time today, and it's that's what it's about. It's having the kids and family things to do. It's a wonderful thing.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Beaver. We'll see you.
Carroll County Sheriff Jeff Doran down enjoying the festivities here at Point Rock Park. Now, are we going to start on time here today, David?
I doubt it. I'm going to blame the radio if it doesn't start on time because you were down here in time to get things ready, Beaver, but I'm going to try to get things started on time. I do not have an official stopwatch. I don't know what your guys' ability is to keep track of time for them. We're running a 30-minute running clock.
Okay, Milo, do you want to... Milo, come on over here. Are you talking to Sheriff Jeff Doran?
What's that?
Dave wants to know on your timer if you can... He didn't bring an official stopwatch. We need 30-minute halves. Can we put that on the watch? On your? He'll keep track and tell you every so often. That way we'll know how much time's left.
And really, the radio people are the ones that need to keep track of time better than the guys on the field, as long as we know when it's getting close to the half being over.
Well, I see Joe Grimm finally made it. He got out of bed. And Joe, you look injured.
I am injured.
You're not playing, are you?
No, I'm not playing. I'm going to be the coach today. I'm going to try and yell out the plays to my team. We've been practicing, and we're all set to go.
And a beautiful day here. You know, we'll try to keep track of numbers and stuff the best we can. But now, the way I understand it, David, is wherever they take over the ball, if they take it on the, let's say, the 37-yard line, it's first and three from there.
It's very similar to most flag football leagues you've seen played. It's an 80-yard.
I've never seen a flag football game.
Well, when I was at U of I got to play Memorial Stadium. So that was the highlight of my flag football career, getting to play at the University of Illinois. There weren't 80,000 fans watching me, but we got to play on the field anyway. It's an 80-yard field, and they don't do first down every 10 yards from where the ball is. They've got hash marks every 20 yards. All you have to do is pass the hash mark for the first down. So if you return the opening kick to the 19-yard line, you only have to gain 1 yard for that first down. You only have 3 downs to get a first down instead of 4. For safety issues, we're not having any kicking game whatsoever. They're going to throw like a pass for the opening kickoff, and if they want to punt, the other team just takes over at their own 20-yard line. For extra points from the 5-yard line, they have 1 play for 2-point conversion.
Okay, great. Dave, we'll touch bases with you after a bit.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to turn it over to Kevin Powers, and he wants to talk to Pastor Dave Midler here about this. Is just fantastic, Kevin.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's been a great turnout. One of the thinkers that kind of came up with this just a little bit, instigators.
Pardon the voice, but this is a great day, and it's going to be a great game. Looking at all these young people, it's kind of like, where'd they come from? They've been around here all along, and they're out here now. Just going to have a wonderful day together, and it's just fun.
Well, you mentioned there were some other activities going on here earlier today, too, and you had a pretty good turnout for those.
Yeah. There was Dave Kaiser had a good group with the disc golf, and then we had a lot of children with kites, and a couple of kite clubs had come with special kites, and we're looking and saying, where'd you guys come from? How did you know? But we want them back next year. This is the first of who knows how many, and it's just the color and the friends and the families out. It's been good.
Well, I know one of your ideas was to have, you know, this is a slow time of year for everybody, and to have something tended to have the community get together, and especially the youth and the people with kids, and it's turned out really good.
Yeah, that's what surprised us, was the number of families and children out early for the kites, and they were flying all over and running all over, and we thought, boy, that's just what it's about, and even the number of young people that came for the disc golf. Friends, people I knew and around town, and I thought, boy, this is good.
Well, when you first brought this up, that you'd like to have some sort of community festivity outdoors in the middle of February, what kind of looks did you get?
It was like, well, what do you expect? He's Canadian, or he comes from Montreal. So what do you expect? He's used to winter. We don't do that around here. But then we had all the, well, the weather will be terrible, and all this kind of stuff, but we persevered, and the group came together, and here we are, and we're just going to keep it going.
Well, it should be a great day. We got it. The teams are still warming up. We're going to be starting off here pretty soon, and Pastor, we're looking forward to a big game. I think one of the things I've enjoyed the most is the roster changes. I mean, they've been coming fast and furious. I don't know if they're driving around to other towns and looking to sign people up or what, but man, I see they pulled in Rob Perley. Hey, Rob, come here. Rob Perley, a former quarterback from Mount Carroll and a past quarterback at Monmouth College and a quarterback coach at Monmouth College, assistant basketball coach at Monmouth College. How much did they have to pay you to get you up here today, Rob?
We're not going to talk about contract on the radio. It's kind of part of the deal, but there's some good incentives. So.
Well, I know you came up yesterday for the weekend, and it's good to have you. We also have here the mayor, one of our other officials.
And I'll give him one plug, owner of Ace Hardware in Savannah, but his wife does all the work over there, by the way.
Well, we've all noticed that so far. Hey, it's good to have you. How you doing? Rob, we'll see you later. Good luck today.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. We got a great day. Would have been a lot more fun if we'd have had some snow. But I hope everybody plays well and is able to get up and go to work on Monday.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Looks like it actually couldn't be a whole lot better. The ground's not too hard.
No,
it's a lot better than it was ice just from a week or so ago. But it should be great. Man, I can't believe the turnout.
That's a great turnout. There's a lot of people here. Again, it's a great day. I think that's what's helped bring them out. I think, what is it, 30-some degrees or something? Nice day.
And have you been down here? Did you get by a little bit earlier and see some of the other groups around here at all, Carl?
I did not. Unfortunately, I had a visitation to go to.
Well, they turned out that I was talking to Dave Vittler just a little while ago, and he said they had just had a great turnout for the kite flying. I see there's still some up in the air around here, and the frisbee golf was going well. I see there's a lot of people over enjoying the music and having food. So if you're out and about, this is what a great time of day to come down to Mount Carroll and down at Point Rock Park. Things are going good, and you got to be kind of excited about another festivity kind of getting its birthing here today.
I am excited about it, and I hope we can keep it going. You know, again, like you said, the weather's perfect. There's a good turnout. We'd like to see more people come down and enjoy the festival with us.
Yeah, and so if you're around, come on out. So we got a lot of guys here getting ready to play some football and have some fun. We've got a lot of crowds around.
Okay, Kevin, we're going to take about some sports update. We got to get up into the Eagle's Nest, which is a little tricky, and that's going to take us a couple of minutes to get all four of us up there, and we're going to go in order. I'll go first, Milo's going second, you're going third, and Al's going fourth. We sit down on the front.
Don't stand up there.
Good enough, Aaron.
Okay, we're going to take about a three-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the start of the first annual Winterfest Sludge Bowl at Point Rock Park. The 80th anniversary of Point Rock Park started back in 1926. At least that's what it says on the slab out front, so I'm going to believe that's right. And we'll be back. Brian Roos is our engineer today, doing a great job. We'll be back right after this.
This is J.C. Carey announcing the West Carroll Athlete of the Week for February 20th. This week's winner is Hannah Boyer of the Thunder Cheerleading Squad. Hannah was nominated by her coach, Missy Hartman, for her hard work, leadership skills, and school spirit. The West Carroll Athlete of the Week Award is sponsored by WCCI, Times Journal Mayor Democrat, Carroll County Review, and J.C. Carey Motors.
WCCI is Northwestern Illinois' sports leader. We originate over 200 local play-by-play events each year. From football, basketball, volleyball, wrestling, spring baseball and softball, college football and basketball, along with Coach's Corner. No one does it better. Tune in for broadcast times or visit us on the web at WCCIRadio.com for schedules. WCCI, your front row seat to all the action.
Waterfowl USA is dedicated to preserving America's wetlands. There are big doings coming up this Saturday at Buck's Barn just north of Thompson. It's the Mississippi Flyway Chapter's Waterfowl USA Banquet set for Saturday, February 25th. Doors open at 5:30 with dinner at 7. Tickets in advance are $40 each with a spouse and $15 each for kids under 16. At the door, they're $45 and $20 respectively. Your ticket includes a Waterfowl USA membership and magazine subscription along with a great meal. The gun raffle will feature a Benelli Super Black Eagle 3.5-inch 12-gauge shotgun, a Browning Gold 3.5-inch 12-gauge shotgun, and a 3-inch Bronchi Alcione Classic over and under with a hard case. There will also be an auction featuring decoys, wildlife art, and other items of interest to sportsmen and waterfowlers. You're invited to come on out for good food, good fellowship, and lots of fun this Saturday, February 25th. It's the Mississippi Flyway Chapter's Waterfowl USA Banquet at Buck's Barn, just north of Thompson on Route 84. Doors open at 5:30 with dinner at 7. Stop, shop, and save at your hometown food store with a whole lot more. Shaw's Food Pride in Mount Carroll. This week, family pack ground beef is $1.79 a pound for 3 pounds or more. Boneless pork roast is also just $1.79 a pound. Fresh from the deli, pit ham is $3.99 a pound. Then head south of the border. Shaw's has Taco Bell taco shells in the 12-count box for 99 cents and 2 1-ounce packets of Taco Bell seasoning for $1. Savings and quality are the order of the day every day at Shaw's Food Pride, just off Highway 64 in Mount Carroll.
Now here's a message from Alcoholics Anonymous. What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. Yeah, at the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started attending AA meetings, perhaps the greatest gift of all is I've become reconnected. I'm part of the universe again. I really like myself, and that's beautiful. AA has been like a miracle in my life.
AA, it works. Look us up in the phone book or check your local newspapers.
Alcoholics Anonymous meetings are held at St. John's Catholic Church, Antle Hall in Savannah on Monday and Thursday nights at 8 o'clock and Saturdays at 6.
and at the Rolling Hills Progress Center on Route 64 in Lanark on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m., and in the lower level of the Church of God in Mount Carroll on Friday nights at 8 p.m.
When you're out and about enjoying your busy day, be sure to stop in at Atherton Oil, Phillips 66 in Thompson for food and fuel on the go. Atherton's Deli features grab-and-go and made-to-order sandwiches, and the food court also offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and mini pizzas. For the ultimate in convenience, Atherton Oil, Phillips 66 has 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fueling. Your quick shot, quality stop for food and Phillips 66 fuel is Atherton Oil, Phillips 66 on Route 84 in Thompson.
Did you always want to pass your farming knowledge onto the next generation of farmers, which includes Floyd's children? Well, now is your opportunity. Join the Carroll County Farm Bureau Ag in the Classroom Committee to help educate students about agriculture. Our group focuses on educating school-aged children and their teachers about agriculture by giving them free materials to use in the classroom. These materials include ag mag, activities, and even on-site visits if they apply. Not only do we focus our attention locally, we also share our educational materials and experiences with inner-city kids through the Ag in the Classroom Stop the Classroom program. Ag in the Classroom also gives the Carroll County Farm Bureau the opportunity to help other agricultural-based programs succeed. These include 4-H, FFA, and even exhibits that teach students more about agriculture. If you are interested and would like to help make a difference in your community and state, contact the Carroll County Farm Bureau today to see how you can become involved in the Ag in the Classroom today.
Today's new hit country, 100.3, WCCI, Savannah.
Got one, I got one. Welcome to Point Rock Park. It's the first annual Sludge Bowl here as part of Friends of Wakarusha's Winterfest 2006. A lot of activities going on. I'm Beaver Miller along with Milo Miller, Kevin Powers, and Al Frederick doing a great job here, and Brian Roos running the controls. This is an interesting thing. Both teams are out on the field right now. The Carroll Lanes, the Pinheads, they're in the orange uniforms. And no, that's not right. Let's reverse that.
Pinheads.
Kevin.
Yeah, the Pinheads are in the orange.
Pinheads are in the orange, and the Kalamazoo's, the Zoo crew. They're in the white uniforms. You know, we're going to have a little problem with numbers today. They tried real hard on the numbers, but we do know that the quarterbacks are going to be people that we're used to in Mount Carroll from 15 years back. P.J. Plattenberger, Greg Clipping, and also Robbie Perley will do the quarterbacking for both those teams.
Shouldn't be too hard to pick them out.
No, I think I can handle them. Now, again, the rules are that there's no punting today. They'll throw it like a pass. They don't want to get anybody hurt. And wherever they take over the ball, if they take it over at the 34-yard line, it's three downs. So if they take it over at the 34-yard line, it'll be first and six is the way it works. You go to the next yard marker.
Right.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun today. Penalty box, Dave Weissmiller, is the official today. I think Carl Bates, what's Carl Bates doing out there?
Carl's another official. Those are our two officials out there today, Mayor Carl Bates and, of course, the local attorney, Dave Weissmiller.
I think Carl's going to be working the secondary. He's concerned that he doesn't have a whistle, but I'm sure he can yell loud enough to make himself heard if he needs to.
And Milo, you're keeping the time?
I'm keeping the time.
Now, Al, you're keeping track of the people in the penalty box, the 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Al's got that under control. You know, I hope nobody starts shaking the scaffolding up here.
Man, you have to imagine we're down here in the back in the flats here at Point Rock Park, back in the park area where they have the soccer area, if you've been down here, and where they also have frisbee golf down here they had earlier today. We've mentioned that a little bit. Great crowd for that. What I was surprised at is that there's about over 40 guys here to play this football game.
Oh, everybody's turned out today. It's great. See, yes, we've got the parking lots. You know, there's still room to park, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of cars in that parking lot, so it's impressive on how many people are here. A lot of young kids out here enjoying themselves, and, you know, earlier they had kites out here and were flying kites. It was great.
We got some people out with their dogs walking around. And like, as you said, lots of kids out playing on the playground equipment out here that's been upgraded over the last couple years. Some food over here behind us. Great music.
Petting Zoo, did you mention that?
Oh, I didn't see the Petting Zoo. Now that you mention it, I think I just clicked out. The Petting Zoo.
Yeah.
There we go. The petting zoo is set up behind us, too.
What they do, they're asking for a $1 donation for food, feed any of the critters you'd like to feed, and then also that's going to be a raffle ticket so that you can go out to Scenic Bluff Ranch and get a free ride, as I said.
Now, where is that Scenic Bluff Ranch at, do you know? I haven't been out there.
Bluff Road and out by Mesmer.
Yeah, right on the corner of Mesmer. And the thing about it is that Donde, the manager out there, you know, they've got a lot of things going on out there. And, you know, it's been out there for a while. Now, one thing I want to tell you guys, if you lose the signal, you're still on the air. I'm playing with the headset.
Okay. All right.
They tried to do some
medical testing.
They tried to get some samples, and nobody would be in the cup. I can just tell it like it is. So there's no... none of these guys look like they're on steroids unless it's all going to their stomach.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about that.
They're not with the Austrians.
But, you know, yeah, lawyer's got to be picky. He wants to make sure he covers all the details.
Okay, and the Carol Lanes team is in the orange uniforms, and the Kalamazoo crew, P.J. Plattenberger, warming up out there. Boy, he looks just like he did back in 1990. Hey, P.J., did you graduate in 91? See, you didn't think I'd know that. His last... PJ graduated in 91, and his last...
I don't know if you ever realized that, but you told that after his senior year, they actually...
So PJ Plattenberger is going to hoist it up for the Kalamazoo team, and there's 30 men and halves. Kevin, this is going to be a lot of fun today.
It is, and the wind's coming out of the... pretty much out of the northwest, so it does going to make a difference which direction you're going on this field. It'll either have it at your back or behind you. I did get the chance to watch these guys warm up a little bit.
Boy, P.J. can still hoist that ball.
Yeah, I've noticed the guys on both teams, the quarterbacks, have been able to throw the ball really well. I just haven't seen anybody catching them.
It'll be a high-scoring game if somebody learns to catch.
Carl Bates is on the far side of the field. The field is going east to west. How'd I do, guys? I'm not normally very good with directions, but east to west is our field.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is an excellent crowd on hand. They've even got the ambulance here. That's probably an excellent idea.
That's probably a great idea.
The sheriff did mention that he was going uptown. He had to leave for a little bit. He was going to the pharmacy to pick up a case of Bengay for after the game for these people.
And here's who's that back there going to kick off for the Carol Lanes team, Kevin? Down at the other end.
I'm still looking. I think that's Rob Perley that's going to do the first
kickoff, which they throw as a pass, and this is the kickoff. It's going deep. It's back at about the 12-yard line, up to the 15, to the 20, and they bring him down at about the, what yard marker is that, guys?
Around at the 30.
At the 30-yard line?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was that bringing that ball back?
That would have been
Chris Dietmeyer.
Chris Dietmeyer?
Yeah.
We'll have to bear with us a little bit. You know, it's tough to see the numbers out there, folks. They did the best they could get numbers on here. They are in long johns out there, folks. 30 men and halves. There's no score yet. And the ball is sitting right on the 30-yard line, and they need to get to the 40 for a first down. P.J. Plattenberger brings them up. They send them out wide all the way out. Now, they cannot rush the quarterback for 3 seconds. Plattenberger back to pass. Now they're coming after him. He's going to have to scramble. He's going to have to run it. He's across the 30 to the 35 and out of bounds at about the 39-yard line, where it will bring up a second down and 1 yard. There was nobody open. Great defensive secondary coverage, Milo, by the Carol Lanes team that particular time.
Absolutely. P.J. just had to suck it up and run down the field. He couldn't get anybody. There's kind of an age factor here, too.
Yeah, I think there is.
Now, what are you guys saying?
Well, young guys look to be mostly on the pinhead team.
The Carol Lane
pinheads. The Carol Lane pinheads. And it looks like they have
gasping for air
about a 10-year advantage on the guy on the zoo crew.
And he takes the snap. He's going to roll out to the right, looking down the field, looking deep, and he throws it down for the end zone. Got a man incomplete. And
yeah, Chris Dietmeyer open down there, just overthrew him a little bit. Again, that's getting used to the wind.
Yeah, Plattenberger, sorry, man, he threw a nice strike. He threw that ball, about 40 yards, Kevin.
Yeah, it nice motion on that. He really put it out there. As I said, I think the difference there might have just been the wind.
So this is going to bring up a third down and one. Now, they only get three downs, so they're going to go for it. They're going to go for it on third and one.
If they do not get the first down here, they'll turn the ball over and downs, Milo.
Yes, and they'll turn around and go the other way. But I'm confident. PJ looks confident out there that he's going to do something here.
And he throws it. It's complete across midfield, which is the 40. And now there's the whistle was blown. This play is going to be blown dead. I think it's going to be enough for a first down.
Well, Craig Murray on the reception there, and he thought he had his flag pulled down. Then all of a sudden everybody yelled, no, he didn't have it, so
but
he kept going.
Was
but
blown. The whistle
blew.
He has to be down on contact. Got to be. What's what kind of time we got here, Milo? And
you hear a little bit from the zoo crew with the officials blowing that quick whistle there on that play.
First and 10 down at the 32-yard line, I believe, Kevin, up the...
Yeah, there's 40 yards. It's an 80-yard field, so they're into the pinhead territory.
At the 32. And back to pass goes Plattenberg. He rolls out to the right. He may run it. He's going to get inside the 30, down to the 20, and all the way down and brought down at about the 17-yard line. Plattenberger has completed one pass. He is one out of two, but he has gained, on that particular play, he gained about 15 yards. He gained about 18 yards on another run.
Well, I think that was set up for run all the way. He really, and they played it really well. He had everybody flushed out to the left and had all his receivers going down the left side. He just kind of rolled to the right, and as it cleared out, he took off.
Is that down at about the 15-yard line?
It looks down, yes.
They're about 3.5 minutes into the game.
Okay, so.
Moving the ball well.
Plattenberger will come back up, and the takes the snap. He's going to roll out to the left, looking down the field, looking for the end zone. He's got a man. No, he goes across, and he's going to get brought down at about the 8-yard line.
Right down about the 8-yard line. I couldn't see who knocked him out down there. I see that the Pinheads have a distinct disadvantage right now. They had Brand Hutchcraft up in the line of scrimmage to kind of watch for the run there, and he can't move. He's got a hammy, I think.
Well, they're gonna have to do something about the run. They're gonna have to leave. They're gonna have to maybe leave somebody open down the field. They can't let Plattenberger get loose like that.
Well, he's just eating them up right now. Great strategy by the zoo crew.
So first and goal at about the 8-yard line, we'll call it. As Plattenberger brings it up on his first possession, this drive started at their own 30-yard line. Continuous clock. Here's the snap, rolling out to the right, looking down into the end zone. Plattenberger's got plenty of time. And he gets rid of the ball. A touchdown.
Touchdown to Bobby Boyd.
One of the older boys on that team. Nice ball, Milo, to Bobby Boyd. Touchdown, 8-yard reception from P.J. Plattenberger to Bobby Boyd.
Well,
Kalamazoo Zoo Crew scores first.
They took him a couple of series to kind of, a couple plays to kind of get it going. Once they figured out how that defense is playing them, they really have been taking advantage here.
6-0 is our score. We need to write down that score because I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Has anybody got a pen with them? That was a Plattenberger to Bobby Boyd.
And for the two-point conversion.
And they'd start this ball at the 5-yard line. There's no kicking, of course. There's no field goal post. I guess they could use the soccer ones, but they elected not to. Plattenberger back to pass on the extra point. Throws it in. Incomplete.
Good. Looked like that was intended for Lundgren, Jim Lundgren.
Yeah, Jim was moving pretty good. That was not a good pass by P.J. Plattenberger. He felt the pressure then.
He felt the pressure that time. He had to get rid of it a little quick.
6-0. It's the score.
About 5 minutes and 30 seconds into this contest.
So we got about 24 minutes and 30 seconds left into the first half. The score is 6-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Winterfest Sludge Bowl right after this.
Mardi Gras is happening at the Mississippi Belle 2 Riverboat Casino February 26th through March 4th. Free beads when you're bored. Free beads for any 6, 7, 8, and suited blackjack for jackpot winners or when you purchase a Mardi Gras drink special. Enjoy the Mississippi Belle 2 Weekend Brunch Buffet featuring our fabulous waffle bar. Just $8 every weekend on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Mississippi Belle 2 Riverboat Casino. The official home of 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to Point Rock Park. The score is the Kalamazoo Zoo Crew 6. Carroll Lane's getting their first possession here, and a pretty impressive drive. Mostly done one nice pass play to Craig Murray, and then one in the end zone to Bobby Boyd from about 8 yards out. False fumble at about the 10, and that's
Josh Grimm. Josh Grimm, I believe. Number 48.
Who is that number 48?
Don't have a 48 on here.
Hey, Joe Grimm, who was that 48 down there? Do you know? Well, try to find out for us. I know you're coaching the other team, but find out. It was Hockman. And it was Hockman, and he couldn't handle the ball there, and that's a dead ball then. So
that's right.
They're going to start deep in their own territory. Where's that ball marked at? It about the...
That was kind of a gutter ball there for the Pinheads.
Is that clipping back to quarterback?
Yeah.
Greg Clipping back to quarterback.
Nope, that's Purley.
Purley, Rob Purley back to pass. They're bringing the old boys in today. Going down over the middle. Incomplete.
Oh, he had a man open. Had a man wide open.
That was Hockman, I believe, down there. That was
Hockman and Heights.
Yeah.
Both were down.
They were open. And
well, they're going to have to come back to that ball.
Trying to see who did throw that. I think that might have been Greg Clipping that threw that.
Well, it was a duck. He threw a duck on his first pass of the day, though. So it's
well, again, it's getting used to it. They're throwing into the wind here, so we saw the same problem
well,
going the other way. Over
the wind, so get it up, buck up, and back to pass goes Clipping. It's complete over the middle to Hockman. Oh, check that.
Yes,
that is Hockman.
That is Hockman.
And it's third down. You know, Chris Beatmeyer moves a lot better than his dad, Craig, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He always has.
Back to pass again goes Clipping. It's complete. Nice pass play by Greg Clipping.
That was completed to Matt Fleming.
And that was, and of course, that's Al Fleming's son. Nice catch by Matt. And that should give him a first down.
They are, and they're running a nice short pass play patterns here. They went for long on the very first play, but the rest of them have been underneath. They're firing them quick.
And how much time do we have left in the half here, Milo? That's a nice pass play. Who caught that?
That was Marty Hockman.
29, 31 seconds. Just counting, continuous clock.
And the pass complete over the middle, and it's all across midfield. And another first down. Clipping.
That was to Marty Heiser.
Marty Heiser. They're just doing those little slants over the middle. Pretty smart to attack by the Pinheads.
Just little quick passes. They're young.
Now I think he'll go deep on this one. He's looking down the field, looking down. It's incomplete.
Ooh, threw that a little bit wide. He had a man open, and it just kind of got away from there a little bit.
A little pressure on him, though, inside.
Hit Marty Heiser open there.
I think Marty kind of slipped there on the turf. Didn't help matters.
Well, these guys are, I think most of them are wearing tennis shoes. It's a little slick out
no
there.
No turf shoes today?
I don't see any. Maybe a one or two pair out there.
And this will be second down and eight at the 38 of Kalamazoo's. The score, Kalamazoo 6. And Carroll Lane's nothing. An 8-yard touchdown pass. Bobby Boyd snagged it from P.J. Plattenberg. It was about a 50-yard drive. Back to pass. Goes Clipping. It's complete. Nice little play over the middle. It's good for first down yardage. Inside the 30. Down to the 20. And he's all the way down to the 20-yard line.
Boy, that was Matt Flobey.
You know, these guys have done some work. So far, it's been more the running game of the Zoo, but I am impressed with the short passing game of the Pinheads.
Oh, they are looking sharp. That was a nice pass play. They set it up. Had some blocking after he caught it.
Just
overthrown.
He threw out, but the pass receiver was going in. I believe that was Jim Hitzler.
Had a man open on the far side of the field. I thought he was going to throw it. Backed off. I think he might have been better off to go to the other side of the field with that wind.
That was Hitzler, wasn't it?
Yes.
We're trying to get the names out. It's a little tough, but we're doing pretty good, actually. And it's 6-0 to Carroll Lanes. This is the first annual Sludge Bowl flag football game. Beaver Miller, Milo Miller, Kevin Powers, and Al Frederick. WCCI. Hey, they'd like to let us know. Give us some emails and stuff if you enjoyed the broadcast today. And give us some phone calls. Please leave your name.
Well, they turn that over on down, so the Kalamazoo's got it. That little pass, touch and go, wide open, right in the hands.
Mike Curtis dropped it. It was a beautiful pass by Plattenberger. He kind of looks like Dan Marino back there. He's ticked off. I think he's going to talk to him in the huddle there. That was a beautiful pass.
Oh, hit him right in the hands.
bad place, wasn't it, Mike?
Well, I see. Yes, it was. I see Coach Grimm just pacing the sidelines over here.
Joe can't be happy about that.
No.
He may have to make a substitution.
He's thinking right now.
Does he have to stick him? So they send him out again. It's second down and 8. Mark the ball down at the 22-yard line. And back to pass goes Plattenberger again. He's looking long. He's going to try to throw it over the middle. Incomplete. It's picked off up at the 38-yard line.
Picked off by number 48.
Heiser. I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have a 38, not a 48. But I think it is Heiser.
He's the one. Yes. So they turned it over and downs, and then P.J. Plattenberger gets his first interception of the day. Heiser was the one that caught that. And so now, Red Clipping, they had a pretty nice drive going that last time, but it was stalled on downs. They'll mark the ball at down to 38, first and 10. First and 8. Bobby Boyd taking a breakdown on the field.
Now, after that nice reception at the end zone,
he thinks he's got his money's worth. And back to pass, looking down, and it's scrambling. Clipping slips, and he throws it.
So throw behind again, intended for Matt Flobing.
Matt Flobing was intended receiver. He had him open in the middle. He threw it out instead of in, but he had slipped before he was getting ready to throw the ball. So it's going to bring up a second down.
16:40 left.
16:40 left in the first half. Score is 6-0 in favor of the Zoo. Boy, Miley, you got too many things to do. You got to talk, you keep the clock. Have they put anybody in the back of pass goes? Statue of Liberty back to Purley, and it's picked off the other way, and they're going to bring him out of bounds. Nice pickoff. They tried a little razzle dazzle.
By Tom Ehlers.
Who was it?
Tom Ehlers.
Tom Ehlers. Ehlers is the one that picked it off. It was a pretty pass play. At least they're trying some things, but Ehlers stuck right in there. We're seeing that's the second turnover, one against each team today.
Well, they did a little fake end around. And the end around was to Purley, and he, instead of running it, he decided to pass it.
Well, let's see if
Blackburn gives up the interception
off that last interception that he threw. Where's the ball marked at? You guys got to help me with these yard markers. Is it at the 27?
That'd be at about the 27-yard line.
First and 3. Back to pass goes Plattenberger. He's got a man down. Up. He's going to scramble. He's got to get rid of the ball.
He
took a fumble. It's picked up. And they're going to say his arm was going forward.
Well, I have to get a good one on that one.
I think it was a fumble.
There's a victory.
I think that was a fumble, but there's no...
A fumble, but it goes back to the team that has it. Joe Grimm says, now it's going to bring up a second down and 8 from back at the 22-yard line.
You don't let the rules get in our way, is it?
All right, so they've got Hitzler coming out wide to the left side. And here's the snap, second down and 8. Back to pass, Plattenberger. Look at, he's scrambling. He's going to run it. He's going to bring it up across the 30 and
pushed out of bounds.
He's pushed out of bounds at the 31. There is a little roughness going on here.
Yeah, Mike Mallow just kind of escorted him out of bounds there right at the end.
And it's the penalty box yet.
Nobody in the penalty box yet. So that's at first and 10, first and 8.
Yeah, first and 8. They're about the 32-yard line.
6-0. The Zoo crew leading the Pinheads. The Pinheads. I get it. Bowling alley, Pinheads. I just don't. I get it. Plattenberger, first and 8. Back to pass. He's got a little screen play out to the right. It's complete. First down yardage, or it depends on
Where that mark is.
But it was a beautiful pass. They just did a little one out in the flat, Michael.
Yeah. Greg Murray.
And he had some blocking out in front. That helped out, too.
I think his brother's working at Milo and Beavers this afternoon, Sean.
Probably listening to the game.
This would be a little too much work for him. It's outside and it's cold. He wouldn't want to be out here today.
13-30.
Oh, they turn it over on downs. He was short. So now it goes back to the Pinheads. And they get it complete. About a pickup of about 14 yards. Boy, if I was the Zoo crew, I would be very unhappy with that spot on that last.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good, really. What really hurt him leading up to that was the fumble.
Bobby Boyd did go down and talk to David Weissmuller about it. Didn't reverse his decision.
It's complete.
And that's
it for a first down.
I think that's Heiser again, correct? Number 49. Another first down. Oh, I think we're going to get a penalty. Back to pass goes Clipping again. He's got some time. He's going to scramble. He's got plenty of room. He's inside the 10. Touchdown, I believe.
Look at that.
Oh, they
like might have got him. What a, it's a shoelace tackle there just by reaching out and pulling that flag off right prior to him crossing the goal line.
And the Zoo crew did a good job in the secondary, but they left that flat open, and Clipping got it all the way down. I thought he was going to get in.
Yeah, he had a good run on there. It's just his little string was hanging a little too far.
Touchdown. 1 yard touchdown pass.
Well, he had a guy wide open on that quick, short pass.
There was nobody out there. Who was that, Kevin?
Looks like, can't tell who it was over there. I don't see the number yet.
Who caught that pass?
Matt Flomey. Matt Flomey caught that.
No, Hoffman.
Two-point extra completed to Perley.
To Perley, and Hoffman was the one that caught the touchdown pass from about 2 yards out. Perley catches the extra point, and all of a sudden, with how much time left, Milo?
11:44 left in the contest.
In the first half?
In the first half.
It's 8-6.
11:44.
That was a big two-point conversion.
11:44.
8-6. So far, here's what I've seen, though. The secondary coverage of the Zoo crew is not very good. you just got to tell it like it is. They're playing about 10 yards off the ball, and Greg Clipping is just picking them apart.
Well, I think that's that 10-year advantage in the age of the legs. 10-year advantage in the age of the
legs. But their heart's in it.
8-6. Each team has scored. Now, good crowd on hand here at Winterfest. Again, let us know if you enjoyed the broadcast. Here's the kickoff by Greg Clippy, taking it about the 20.
That's the win.
And he gets it out to about the 30.
That was Craig Murray on the return.
31-yard line.
So we'll run back here.
I think this is a critical thing. You know, other than the pass, P.J. Plattenberger's completed, I think, two passes. One to Bobby Boyd for the touchdown, and one over the middle to Murray. And other than that, it's been on his legs. They are going to have to get some kind of pass game going here.
Yep.
Here's Plattenberger back to pass, looking out to the left, looking down over the middle. Nice pass play, and it's caught for a first down right at midfield.
Now, they're going to have a long ways to go here for their
next first down. They just got across.
Who caught that?
I didn't catch the number on that.
Greg Murray caught that for about a pickup of about 11. Joe Grimm trying to get his Zoo crew going here. They trail 8-6.
The best part is that they've kind of figured out to start throwing it underneath a little bit more. I think that's helping over here.
Plattenberger back to pass. He throws it. Nice catch over on the left side. That was a pretty pass by B.J. Plattenberger.
Completed to Craig Murray.
That was a beautiful pass, and he got him. And Murray made a nice grab on it. It was low.
Brought it down right around knee level on the move. Made a little spin move to pick up a couple extra yards.
8-6 is our score. And the ball's inside the 28-yard line. Need to get down to the 24 first down. Plattenberger lets it rip for the end zone. Oh, it's dropped. It would have been good for maybe a touchdown. It was right down at about the 3-yard line.
I think that was Marty Rapp.
Marty Rapp. Good call, Milo. It was a pretty pass play. It would have been a tough catch because he got it going over the wrong shoulder there, but it would have been good for 6.
He had it hit him in the hands, but you're right. He was leaned way out trying to pull that one in.
Well, now it's going to bring up a second down, and how far do we have to go here? About 7, 2nd and 7.
8:45.
And here's the snap. Back to pass goes Plattenberger. It's complete over on the left side, and it's going to be short of the first down. Jim Lundgren,
yeah.
On the catch.
He was covered right away. It was good defensive play there.
Has anybody been in the penalty box yet today?
No, but not yet. Yeah, well, I had a couple guys, you know, was chewing on the referees a little bit, kind of trying to earn their way there.
This is a big down, 3rd down and about 2. Plattenberger's going to try to run it.
He did it again. That's the same play he set up last time.
He's going to get inside the 10. Inside the Is that inside the 10? Yeah, inside the 10 down to about the 8. That was run all the way.
That was run.
Do you notice PJ's kind of coming up a little lame there? His dad, he won't be working much in the next week.
8 even.
8 minutes remaining in the first half. And PJ kind of came up there a little lame on that one.
Well, that field out there is, you know, a little rough.
This is really fun, guys. It's a beautiful
watch
day.
Their wives will be throwing stuff at you from down below.
You know, the crowd is kind of building, too, here.
And here's the snap on the first and goal from the 8. Plattenberger looking for the end zone, looking back. He's got a man. It's caught. Touchdown.
By Leo Townsend.
Leo Townsend on an 8-yard touchdown catch. He was wide open. And what Leo did real good there, he was open for a long time. PJ was looking to the right. He kept moving over there on the left so he could still have an open. Yeah, another 8-yard touchdown pass for PJ
right across there. Big score there for the Zoo Crew.
They needed that because, you know, the momentum had really shifted towards the Pinheads. It's 12-8. 12-8 in favor of the Zoo Crew. Plattenberger going to try to run it in. I don't think he's going to make it.
It is good.
14-8 in favor of the Zoo Crew. How much time left, Milo?
We have, if I can get in the right light here, 6 minutes and 40 seconds.
That was kind of a nice play by the Zoo Crew. They set that play up very well. They lined everybody up to the left side. The last two times they did that, the quarterback ran to the right. This time he followed his blocking right up the left side for that two-point conversion.
14-8 is our score. 2 touchdown passes by P.J. Plattenberger from 8 yards, 1 to Bobby Boyd and 1 to Leo Townsend. Greg Clipping had a nice touchdown pass to Marty Heiser, was that it?
Yeah.
And then the extra point to Rob Perley. We've got to try to keep track. There's not a lot of writing going on. We need to keep track of this. And the score is 14-8. The Zoo Crew leading the Pinheads from Carroll Lanes. And it's who's back there to kick off? And here's the kickoff.
Craig Murray kicks off.
What a beautiful kick all the way into the end zone. And out of the end zone.
They'll bring it out.
It hit down at about the 2-yard line.
Did it hit?
Yes, it hit. It hit about the 2. I think.
See where they mark it.
Yeah.
That's slightly different rules in the short field.
Dave Weissmiller's moving good out there.
Yes, he is.
They'll mark it out at the 20-yard line. How much time we got left here, Milo?
5:14 left.
5:14 left in the half. The Pinheads trailing. 14-8. Here's Clipping back to pass. He's got a man. A little short pass. First down yardage. And it's complete. And that pass was complete.
That was completed to Marty Heiser?
Well, no. I think Josh Grant.
For 52.
I think they switched number 40?
That was 3.
What?
Number 3 caught it.
Oh, okay. Then I'll buy into that. Back to pass goes Clipping. He's looking long. He's got a man down the field. It's going to be good. Touchdown.
To Rob Perley.
Rob Perley, that was about the line of scrimmage was about the 28-yard line, we'll call it, okay?
That was a long pass.
52-yard pass, as we're going to call it officially. And that ties the game up at 14. That was a beautiful play.
He had 2 men out. It was a perfect play there. He had 2 men going out. Perley was just a slightly bit deeper, and he's the one that picked it off and ran it in.
Back to pass for the extra point. Looking. It's complete. And
that's caught to Perley as well.
Perley for the extra point. And, boy, they bounce back quick, 16-14 in favor of Carroll Lanes. This is quite a ball game. They want to know how much time.
A lightning strike there on that one.
3:43 left in the half. Plenty of time for the Milo. You probably ought to give them a countdown about every minute now.
Yeah.
Now they can call timeouts, though.
Okay. They may need them at this point.
16-14 in favor of the Carroll Lane Pinheads. How you doing, Al? We'll go down at halftime. There's going to be a 20-minute half. We'll have some interviews and some other things. Fast-moving game here. 16-14, the Pinheads leading. And Clipping will kick it off.
All right, here we go.
I think we could still play this, Milo.
Sure.
Backhand. Good pass all the way down to the 10-yard line.
The ball.
Lundgren. And Lundgren gets away. He's up to the 30. And he made a nice break at about the 20-yard line. They had him down, but they couldn't reach his flag. He did a nice little twisty move.
They have 2:47 left in the game. First half, I take that back.
And we'll let Coach Joe Graham, there's about 2:40 left, Joe. 2:40 left in the first half. Notice Joe's got a wrist. He's got, you know, he was supposed to play today, but all of a sudden he's got a wristband. That was convenient. First in 10 at about the 30. Back to pass goes Plattenberger, looking down over the middle. It's caught across midfield, down inside the 30, and all the way down to the 28-yard line. A pickup of 27 yards on the pass play.
Nice catch by Marty Rapp right there.
2 minutes remaining in the first half. Now, you notice we're keeping the clock, too, so Milo will be shouting out the time because this is the only time they can call a timeout is in the final 5 minutes of the half. Plattenberger, first and 10 at about the 28-yard line. First and 8 at the 28. Back to pass. He fake pumps. Now he throws it down. Oh. Nice pass complete down at about the 10-yard line.
Completed to Craig Murray. That pass was on the money.
1:45 left in the half.
Oh, they're using the clock well.
They can give them plenty of time here. They can take plenty of time. Joe, how many timeouts can you call? You can call two timeouts. So Joe will want to keep the track of the time here. And can he call them from the sideline?
Well, yeah, he said he can.
1:17 left in the first half. First and about 8. Back to pass goes Plattenberger looking. They trail by 2. He's going to run it. He's down inside to about the 2-yard line. There's 1 minute left in the half. And what down have we got here, Joe?
Second and goal.
Second and goal from about the 3-yard line.
50 seconds left.
50 seconds remaining in the half. They'd like to score and not have any time left on the clock. And here's the snap. Back to pass goes Plattenberger. Big defensive stand. He looks back. It's complete. Touchdown.
35 seconds.
That looked like a Marty Rapp as well, was it?
35.
Who caught that touchdown pass, Joe?
Marty Rapp.
Marty Rapp.
Yep.
And that was about a 4-yard. How much time left?
19.
19 seconds left. What they probably ought to do is go all the way down to about 3 and call a timeout. And then they wouldn't have to give the ball back.
You got 9 seconds.
9 seconds, Joe. They better call a timeout. What?
That's it. That's it.
Time.
That's the end of the first half. That play did not get off. We need to tell Dave.
We'll have to talk to the official.
Dave. We need to talk to the official. That play did not get snapped.
And we'll get that straightened out when we get the officials over here.
That play did not get off before.
You're short.
So I have to talk to the official here. This is going to take a little bit.
We want to talk to Dave Weissmiller. They did not get that playoff before the half ran out.
All right. Good.
Well, then why don't you tell me?
So there's 9 seconds left.
No.
Continuous clock.
The continuous clock. That's the end of the first half.
Okay.
And it's 22-16 in favor of the Zoo Crew.
It's been a great game.
22-16 as our halftime score. And let's review the first half briefly. 3 touchdown passes by P.J. Plattenberger, 2 of 8 yards to Bobby Boyd and Craig Murray.
That's correct.
And the third one went to...
Townsend.
To Leo Townsend. And 2 touchdown passes by... the Pinheads.
That's right.
Greg Clippin. A 2-yarder to
Marty Heiser, and then one to Rob Perley. That 52-yard long bomb to Rob
Perley. And they made both their extra points. 22-16. Welcome back to Point Rock Park, and with a quick interview before our second half of Kalamazoo's lead, 22-16 over the Pinheads from Carolines. Here's Joe Grimm.
Thank you very much, Beaver. It's a great day for family fun here at the first annual Mount Carroll Family Winter Fest, and they have a petting zoo. With us right now is Dondi from the Scenic Bluff Ranch. And Dondi, we have a great day. Other than the wind, it's a little chilly, but you've got some animals out here in the petting zoo. Why don't you tell us about those?
We have an alpaca, and his name is Blackie, and he is here for the day. He's a rescue, and he loves all the children and everything. And we also have a mini horse, and his name's Ironside. And we have a pony named Mr. Jingles, and they're here for all the children to see, and they've been petting them all day and just spending some time with them.
Why don't you give us an idea what an alpaca actually is, just for some of the listeners that may not know?
Okay, an alpaca is a smaller version of a llama, and they're a little bit friendlier, and they do not spit. So they're a little bit, you know, they have better manners.
So you don't have to worry about getting spit on?
No.
Okay. And as we mentioned, you're with the Scenic Bluff Ranch. Why don't you tell us how long you've been out there, and what kind of makes Scenic Bluff Ranch different than maybe some of the other places around?
Okay, I've been out at Scenic Bluff Ranch since about May, and what makes us a little bit different is that we have a place for families to come out and enjoy some time with their children, and we're trying to develop relationships between people and horses where they can spend their time and enjoy each other. I do psychological and behavioral training, which is a little bit different than, I guess, traditional training, where I work people and their horses together so they can have a partnership.
Okay, and why don't you let everybody know where you're located and how they can contact you?
Okay, we're located right between Savannah and Mount Carroll. We're off of Scenic Bluff Road, and if you want to give us a call, the number is 815-244-6232.
Okay, now we're going to get back to the game. Thanks for joining us, Dondi. Back up to the booth.
Thank you very much, and here's the kickoff of the second half, and the Pinheads will take it up the right side across the field from us.
Marty Heiser is a ball carrier.
Nice little run back there.
Looks like he got
out to P.J. Plattenberger, Milo. He's getting on his defense a little bit. He says they're playing a little soft on him, and they're going to have to get the quarterback in. Now, he wasn't being, but it's truth. They're playing a little bit soft, and because but I'm impressed with Greg Clipping. They're going to have to come up on him on guarding those receivers. Oh, absolutely. Going to have some help there. Looking back now. So it's a first and 10. Check that. About a first and, what, 8? About that, yes. First and 8? Okay, good. And again, we're going to see some different faces out here this afternoon. 22-16, the zoo leads. And it's continuous clock. Is Joe running that clock down there? Did he remember to start?
I don't know.
Remind him.
There's an equipment time out here.
And now they're going to be ready to go. This is 7-on-7. Here's the snap. And it's a quick hitter over on the left side across up towards midfield. He breaks away, and he gets inside the 40,
Heiser,
which is midfield, all the way down to the 28.
And it's getting a little rougher out there, too.
Yeah, it
was. Heiser's taking out bounds by Mike Curtis there.
Now they're getting tired. You get a little sloppy when you get tired.
A little sloppy, and if you're a little bit behind, why?
First and 2 at the 32. And a rollout by Clipping. He's got the first down. He's inside the 30. Down to the 25. Down to the 20. And finally driven out of bounds at about the 24-yard line.
Nice little run. I think they were watching a little bit of the zoo plays that Kalamazoo's was making in the first half. They kind of stole one there.
Well, we think the zoo team's a little bit older than the other team, wouldn't you say?
We think so.
But I'll tell you what, Rob Perley's the one that was taking gas at halftime. You know, he just graduated in 2000. And Plattenberger looks to be in pretty good shape. Back to pass goes Clifton. He's got plenty of time. Throws across the field. Man wide open. Touchdown. And he goes in.
That's Rob Perley, the receiver again.
And see, Rob was really gassed at halftime. He didn't know. He was looking for one of those little bags that you get on an airplane.
A little oxygen here.
That was about a 15-yarder, wouldn't you say?
That was a nice play.
And that ties the game up at 22-22. And rolling out to try to take the lead for the first time today. And it's complete touchdown for the extra point.
To Jim Lundgren.
Jim Lundgren?
No, actually, that was to Brian Hutchcraft.
Was it?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I don't know how you guys can tell anyway.
Lundgren has the same number, but he's in white.
Well, we may change him here. So, the Pinheads from Carroll Lanes take the lead at 24-22.
Well, they came back and scored quick here. We thought they had momentum, you know, we got during the middle of the first half there where they really kind of came on pretty strong.
We need to ask Joe Grimm. Joe, are you running the clock?
There's 27 minutes left, according to Joe Grimm.
So only 3 minutes for that first score.
That was a nice little drive. And that was set up by a nice run by Greg Clipping for about 20-some yards.
Well, we have to look at the pinheads. The last two times they've had it, they've scored strikes quickly.
Oh. Oh, boy. And now, again, now, see, Kalamazoo's will be going into the wind in the second half. Look at this throw back at the 4-yard line. And goes back into the end zone, so they'll bring it out to the 20, I believe. And I know P.J. Plandberger was a little concerned about that at halftime. He's, you know, all the complaints, he was saying, I got to go under the sun, we got the wind. We'll see what he comes up with. P.J., who graduated in 91, that would make him about 33 years old. He's in pretty good shape. He really is. He's moving well out there. He looked good at halftime. He wasn't looking around like a lot of the guys. All these guys doing a good job. Now, you know, this nice community thing, and it's been a fun day. There's several hundred people here today.
Oh, easily, yes.
So where's that ball at? Right at the 20. 24 to 22 in favor of the Pinheads.
What did you say, Kevin? A good strike?
Yeah. Back to pass. Who's that quarterbacking? That's P.J. again.
Run it.
He's got his hood up.
He's got some room.
And they don't get him yet. He's still on his feet. Oh, and he tackles. Oh, that's got to be a penalty. Got to be a penalty.
Brought down by
50th for the pitch.
Jerry Mallow.
Mallow's got to go to the box.
He brings him down.
You would think Mallow would have to go to the box.
Plattenberger still has his flags on.
Because he's still got his flags. He tackled him. Is he going to send him to the box?
He's trying to decide.
Plattenberger gets a gain of about 24 yards, and he would have had more. And I think Dave Weissmuller's a little scared of some of these guys out there. If there's any play that should have went the penalty box, Mallow's tackle on Plattenberger should have went. Back to pass goes Plattenberger, looking to the right. He fake pumps. Now he throws it. It's out of the arms.
Bobby Boyd, was it?
No.
No.
50. Marty Rapp.
Marty Rapp. It hit him in a bad spot, in the stomach and in the hands.
Leo Townsend's getting up rather slowly over there.
It's getting a little rough out there.
Players over to assist.
Second down. Well, fill us in, Joe, as you look at the time clock. We'd like to know, too. 24 minutes left in the second half.
We've got one player coming out injured.
Leo Townsend. Leo got a touchdown pass in the first half, and he's a little shaky coming off. Oh, no, he's going to stay in.
No, he's coming off.
He put that good luck Northwestern shirt on, too. Leo. I'm surprised he didn't.
Nice round of applause for Leo, who steps off. Will any of these guys be at work on Monday?
Some of them probably supposed to be there today.
Beaver Miller, Milo Miller, Kevin Powers, and Al Frederick.
Oh,
you complete. It was a high toss. Who was that?
Jim Lundgren.
This is going to bring up a big third down play for Plattenberger and the Zoo Crew. They trail 24-22.
Keep in mind, he's going into the sun and the wind.
This is a third down and 5.
Only into the sun if he throws backwards. Otherwise, it's definitely into the wind.
Are they going to punt? No, they're not going to punt. They must have to say they're going to punt, right?
I would think so.
I would think.
Plattenberger brings him up, trailing 24-22, third down and 5.
Bobby Boyd up the center.
Here's the snap, back to pass. Oh, he's got room, he can run it. And he throws it down the field. He's got a man in the end zone. And it's a touchdown. No, it's a 42-yard line.
That was a great catch. He really cut right inside his defensive man, Craig Murray.
Murray, again.
Well, that was a heck of a catch, a great throw. Plattenberger, he had room to run it, but he says, I'm going to go.
Well, that was a duck. It was up there in the air. It was up for grabs.
He just let her flow down.
That wind was still on a bad path.
Right.
He came back on that really nice. Looks like a good receiver should.
First and goal from the 3. The Pinheads lead at 24-22, but their backs are against the trees right now. There's no wall back there. There's trees.
22 minutes left
in the ball game.
Beaver Miller, Milo Miller, Kevin Powers, and Al Frederick. Al's running the equipment over there. He broke my headset, Jack. No, I broke it.
He's a technical assistant.
Here's Plattenberger, and he looks for the end zone. Touchdown, I believe. It's caught.
Nope.
That Marty Rapp?
Marty Rapp is able to hang on this time.
That's caught that in a lot of traffic.
You sure that was Marty Rapp?
Number 50, yeah.
Yeah, number 50 is Marty Rapp.
And that's a we'll call it a 3-yard touchdown pass. Now this game's getting in. Now it's 28-24 in favor of the Zoo Crew.
They need that 2 points to.
You know,
the conversion points that they missed made a big difference.
All these guys would get invitations to the new Thompson Prison. They've got the gear on for it. 28-24. This is a big play for them to take a 6-point lead.
Well, yeah, it's critical. They've missed too many of their extra points.
Plattenberger looks for the end zone. He's got a man. Incomplete. Oh. Intended for Marty Rapp. And incomplete. And it's 28-24. The Zoo leads, but their extra points have not been very successful.
That's really been the difference in the game thus far.
They've missed two. They should have a 32-24 lead right now, but they don't.
They have to force a turnover. Hold them.
It's Winterfest 2006 at Point Rock Park. I think Al fixed our headset, Jack.
Now you're getting a little...
Let me give Al that.
A little stuff. Coaching from the sideline. A little leadership there.
Try to plug him in if you
Marty
want.
Rapp. Tell him we've got to play defense.
Plug
doesn't
him
matter.
Before you plug that in, yes. Al fixed our headset.
Get the Zoo Crew to...
You told him he was technical.
Right
about three. He had to do something. 28-24. It's who's that kicking off for?
What time?
The Zoo Crew.
What time it is?
I don't know.
Joe's got the clock. And back down the field. It's caught by, is that Blomey?
Heiser.
Checks. Oh, they do a reverse. They're coming back. Oh, no. He looks like he's going to throw. He can't. No, it's Hurley, right?
Yes.
And the only thing wrong with that is Burley can't run.
The only thing wrong with that, it didn't work.
It is ugly.
It just didn't work. 18 minutes left in the contest.
Can you guys hear now?
Yes, I can all of a sudden.
All right. Good job, Al Frederick. Got our headset jack fixed. Just won't move it again. 28-24, the Zoo Crew leading. Clippings look very good back there at quarterback today. And rolling out to the right. Here's the pass. It's complete over the middle and down the field up to the 35, up to the 37-yard. Plenty for the first down.
That was Marcus Fultz who caught that, I believe.
And they tried to move it quick count. It's a complete up to about the 37-yard line. He breaks away across midfield, down inside the 40, down to the 35-yard line.
Marty Heiser again.
They're trying to run out of huddle and just a quick count. And it caught him off guard.
I'm listening to the Zoo Crew out here. They're getting fired up.
Tackle him. Back and rolling out to the right.
Get the flag.
Caught down the field inside the 20. Down the sideline to the 10-5. Touchdown. 35 yards. Who was that?
Matt Fisher.
It's Marcus Fultz is in there for
okay.
Matt, I believe.
But
a little controversy down there along the sidelines.
And now they're going to go for the 2-point conversion. And it's passed over the middle. It's caught.
Caught by
Brad
Hutchcraft. Actually, I think Tyler Bousman's taking his spot.
Yep.
Because Hutchcraft now is on the sideline. He got injured in the first play of the
Tyler
game.
Tyler Bousman?
Yeah.
So, quickly, it's 32-28 in favor of.
The pinheads. Hey, does that have everything to do with bowling alley?
I don't know if it does or not. I think the critical thing. You guys knock it off. I think that the key on that particular series on that drive was they went with the quick count. They didn't give the Zoo Crew, who is a much more
mature team,
time to reset.
You're kind.
32-28. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, you got to keep, my pen's not working real well, so you better not forget. 32-20. They're going to have some fun with that Dave Weissmuller. They're going to do sweep left, and they're going to tackle him. They get by the first round after the game today. 32-28.
I just wonder how many of the zoo crew is on Social Security.
And here's the kickoff by Clipping and bringing it up the right side. Marty Rapp, he brings it up to the 28. Oh, it's getting a little rough out there. Marty goes hard to the ground.
Then I haven't seen a flag come off for a while.
Yeah.
It's just the ones are getting dirty quicker this half.
I think Carl Bates and Dave Weissmuller are letting this entirely out of hand. They have not put anybody in the penalty box, have they?
It's probably safer to let it get out of hand.
Weissmuller. Well, you know he's a liberal. 32-28 is the score as they bring him up. Is that Lundgren coming out wide to the right?
Yeah.
And here's
Lundgren's
the snap
over there in the cap.
Plattenberger goes out. Look at. Oh, he's got some time. Now he's going to have to scramble.
Oh,
he got him before the pass went off. Nice play.
Oh, big play by Josh Grimm.
PJ's upset about
it. You sure that's Josh Grimm?
No, that's who I have listed on the.
No, but it's the other one. It's the other 40. That's not Josh Grimm.
It is. I know it isn't, but that's who number 40 is on our play card.
Well, they're
changing up, dude.
Sure it's not Marcus Fultz? Nathan Tipton.
There you go. That's
Nathan
who it is.
Tipton.
Now,
sure.
Now that he turned and looked at
it. Yeah, he looks just like me. Nathan Tipton. That's Babe's son.
Just a shadow of
Al. Yeah. And back to pass goes Plattenberger on second down. He's got a scramble. It's incomplete. Dropped. Up
Tipton
the
nearly intercepted.
Was that Lundgren?
Mike Curtis. It was intended for Curtis and nearly intercepted by Marcus.
I'll bet you their hands are cold.
Oh, I would think so.
I don't know.
I have mine in my pockets. As mine are cold.
More information than we needed to know.
Well,
this is the third down. Are they going to go for it here? They're going for
it. This is risky.
This is third down and long.
They want the points.
Here's the snap. He fake pumps. He's looking down the field. He's throwing down to the field over the middle. Oh!
Broken up very nicely.
At the 15-yard line. Carl Bates throws a flag. And the fans are going crazy. Joe Graham, head coach of the Kalamazoo Zoo Crew.
I think that might have been a flag on a bid job.
He likes it. It was kind of a late flag.
Yes, it was.
But Carl was right down there on top of the flag.
Well, his whistle's frozen up. They almost didn't give him one.
Now, this is like the NFL. They get it to where it was at.
I would say so.
It was a pretty good pass into that win.
Well, Carl's not going to win any votes today.
Well, for the
half of them.
That ball, it's down at what? 32-28 in favor of the
Pinheads. Carol Ains.
Here's the snap. Back to pass. Looking down. Plattenberger looks for the end zone. I got it. The 3. And he's brought down right there at the 3-yard line.
Right.
Mike Curtis. I believe.
Got
a pretty nice catch.
Got up a little quick there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Kind of quick to find out who the tackler was.
You've like never seen Joe Grimm with so much enthusiasm.
Who took my hat?
32-28 in favor of the Pinheads.
The Zoo Crew is threatening right here, though.
Is this first and goal from the 3 now?
Second.
Second down and goal?
Yeah.
They were inside the 10 already?
Yes.
Okay, just let me know.
Okay. Joe Grimm sending in a play from the sidelines.
Here's Plattenberger rolling out to the right. He looks back to the left. He scrambles. He may have to try to run it. He throws it. Incomplete. Now, it's going to bring up a third down and goal from the 3, trailing by 4. How much time left? About 11 minutes? 12:30 left to play. You almost got to score on every possession right now.
Absolutely. Too tight a ball game not to.
32-28.
This is a big play for the Zoo Crew. they're taking their time. They're talking it over in the huddle. They want to make sure everybody has their assignment just right.
Sure they do. That's right. And they want the oxygen. Plattenberger, here's the snap. Back to pass. Looking. He's got to get rid of it. It's caught, but he's short of the goal line. Did he get in? No,
he's upended.
What? We're waiting for the call.
Ball is down. It's over on downs.
It's over on downs right at the goal line. Who caught that?
That was Marty Rapp, I believe.
What a defensive effort by those pinheads.
He was upended. He did a little somersault there. Still came up with his flags on.
The
just
pinheads
to let you know how tough this game is.
Back in the gutter. Bobby Boyd not looking very happy on the sideline. Actually, he's looking like, is this over yet? Now, this is critical defense. I think Kalamazoo's is going to have to come up and guard him a lot tighter. They cannot let him score again, or Katie bar the door. First and goal, or first and eight at the 2. Cluppy takes the snap. He fakes. He's going down the field. He's got a man, and he falls up at the 20-yard line. He did a little turn and faked it, but if the man wouldn't have fell down for the pinheads.
That was Marty Heiser.
Marty would like to have that one back.
That's a good break.
That was Kalamazoo's.
I think he tripped over the 10-yard line.
Tripped over what?
The 10-yard line.
Last Saturday you were doing wrestling in Champaign, Kevin. Here's that clipping going deep, and it's caught.
Oh!
Dropped across midfield. It would have been a 45-yard pass completion.
Marcus Foltz, I believe, or Matt Mischer, one of the two.
Or Mike Remmers.
Who was that?
Who was that masked man?
Even the players on the down on the sideline don't know who their teammates are.
And they're running ringers in, that's what it is.
So, this is a third down. They'll have to punt here.
Oh, they really do.
They're going to punt. They've got a punt. 10 minutes remaining. This will be a punt. They spread everybody out.
Spread them.
Here's the snap. No. Oh, they just throw it down the field. And if it's caught, it's got a man. It's complete to Marty Heiser. He breaks one tackle. Now.
You got that right down to the 40-yard line.
Was that a punt or was that a?
That was a pass.
It was a pass.
They so I don't understand that end of it.
Well. It's kind of hard to. Well, it's a game we're not 100% familiar with because you can't punt it. You have to pass it. But if you catch it, then it's still a pass, not a punt.
Is that the way that works? Kind
of. Kind of.
Boy, Dave Weissmuller's guts. What it takes to wear that orange outfit. Guts. Puffy looks. And it's complete over on the right side, and he gets out of bounds at about the 27-yard line.
That looked like the Flomy, baby.
The score is 32.
Sure, yeah, Matt Flomy.
32-28 in favor of the Pinheads.
That's right.
We're going to look back at that third down play at their own 3, and then they had a 43-yard pass play.
That was a
pretty
high play.
That could have turned the tide. The pass is complete. They're tackling. They still haven't sent anybody to the pin yet.
Mike Curtis.
Well, picking up that third down play from the 2-yard line. So that's the biggest spare they could possibly pick up in this game.
Here's the snap. Cliffy's going to run it. He's going to go around the right side. It's inside the 20. And really good defense by the Zoo.
Yes, they did.
This is critical for the Zoo right now. If they want to have any chance of winning, they cannot let them score.
That was strung out very nicely. Chris Dietmeyer there did a good job for them.
Here's the snap.
Quick play.
In the end zone, touchdown.
Ooh, they beat him with a quick play. I don't think the Zoo crew was even ready for that one.
Matt Disher. Or...
Marcus Foltz.
Marcus Foltz.
Or
one of the two. Well, we'll go with those two. What they do of bringing them back? Oh, they're making them come back. And it's complete this time again. And he's in it. Touchdown. Is that Marty Rapp?
That was Jerry Mallow.
Jerry Mallow. Now that was, see, they made him do the play over because they had too quick a count on the one prior to that.
Didn't slow him down a bit.
That
was a redo.
Could put the nail on the coffin. 38-28.
Oh.
Rolling over, and it's incomplete.
38 to 28. How much time do we have left? The only critical part that I bet you the last 7 minutes might go a lot slower. 38 to 28. The Zoo needs two scores.
And they are keeping the time.
But Joe Grimm, the head coach of the Zoo crew, is keeping the time. It might be another hour before this half. So
do whatever it takes, Joe.
38-28. Beaver Miller, Milo Miller, Kevin Powers, and Al Frederick, and Brian Roos running the controls at the studios. Winterfest 2006. Great job by the friends of Waukesha putting this event on today. What a fun day in Mount Carroll. I never thought 2 months ago I'd be sitting here at Quay Rock Park.
They had a little exhibition at halftime, too, that we should mention. It was the exhibition they're going to have, or group they're going to have around here during the summer, but it's mounted shooters. People ride around on horses and shoot at balloons, basically. It's kind of like barrel racing and shooting done at the same time. So they gave us a little exhibition here at halftime.
I think they are going to be out at Sea Bluff Ranch.
That'll be pretty neat.
On those exhibitions.
I'd love to see that.
Here's the catch. Down at about the 10-yard line, out to the 15, to the 20. He breaks it loose.
Speed.
He's still up. Still, oh, that's got to go to the box. He's got to go to the box. Mallow's going to the box.
Hey.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
I kind of made that call. Going to the box.
First penalty of the game.
That's Mike, isn't it?
Is that Mike Mallow or Jerry?
That was Mike Mallow.
Mike's to the box.
Or Jerry Mallow, number 50.
Jerry.
I don't know.
He's keeping track of your 2 minutes. It was a nice tackle, though.
51, Mike Mallow. Yeah.
And Mike Mallow, and back to pass goes Plattenberger, and...
Oh, intercepted! Oh, intercepted! I had a one intercepted!
And back the other way. That was a circus play. Tell us about it, guys.
I got to see who got that. Heiser.
Just bumped the ball.
Marty Heiser got tipped up in the air. He tapped it up in the air. It fell down to the ground, and it came back down to him and fumbled around a little bit with it, and was able to hang on to it before it was going to go to the ground.
I got a feeling the Zoo crew may be going to go drown in their sorrows. 38-28, the Pinheads from Carroll Lanes and Lyons leading the Kalamazoo team. Got to be less than 6 minutes left.
Well, they can call timeout.
In the last 5 minutes, I get two timeouts. But that was critical.
Well, that might have been the play of the game right there.
I know. And here's this. Who's that? Just caught that little pass.
That was caught by Marty Heiser.
I think the play of the game was when it was third down and 7 at their own 3-yard line when Clipping hit Marty Heiser for a 40-yard gain on. You know, and then they ended up scoring on that. That broke the camel's.
That broke it right there, but that, I tell you what, that interception there was incredible.
Clipping back to pass on first down. They lead it 38-28. Here's the over the middle. It's caught. Now they do a little razzle dazzle back to Rob Purley. And now going to throw it out. He takes it. And Rob Purley, fast a foot there.
Fleet of foot.
We need to tell Mallow his 2 minutes are up.
He can move his feet really quick. He just can't run fast.
Dolphin.
Where's he at? Where did Mike Mallow go?
He's right here. They were talking like it was 5 minutes.
No, it's only 2 minutes. And pass it down. It's caught.
Caught by Marcus Fultz.
Cut down. Marcus Fultz. About 40 yards, and that makes it 44 to 28. They're starting to run away with it.
He's rough. It's going to be rough on the Zoo crew.
44-28. You can tell Mike Mallow his time is up. And here goes the little option play to Purley. He's not going to get it.
Oh, gets knocked out of bounds. Hard.
He didn't make it, right? 44-28 is the score. Boy, here's what the deal at halftime. It was 22-16 in favor of Kalamazoo's. Correct?
That's correct.
They have been outscored in this second half 28
To six.
To six. 28-6 romping in the second half. What happened to the Zoo Crew?
The maturity factor kicked in. Well,
Mike Mallow took his uniform off. I think he's going to call it a day.
It's feeding time at the zoo, and they came up empty.
I think Joe, the coach of the Kalamazoos, needs to give Carol Lanes her trophy at the end of the game on the radio. Here goes up the middle and across and still loose. And the other critical fact, you know, Plattenberger looked very good throwing long passes, but their short game, the short game of the pinheads, you know, those little 5 and 7 yard outs, was a... And it's going to go to the bowling alley, I think. What's that? 44-28 in favor of the Pinheads. It was, they've outscored Kalamazoo's 28-6 in the second half. The age factor, like you said, Milo, took its factor. Minute 14 left. And I think we're going to just turn the mic down to you guys when it's time to give the trophy. Kevin, you can go ahead and head down.
Okay, I'll be glad to.
And I'm going to unplug his mic. Well, plug in that other mic. And Kevin, you can do the thing downstairs. This has been a lot of fun today, though. They're taking their time now. I think... Oh, there's a timeout. How much time, Joe?
15. Watch your step.
You got that other one plugged in, Al? Okay, Kevin will be down on the side. Oops, there goes Kevin.
Took the quick elevator.
There's your microphone right there.
Berger throws upfield. Number 72, Jim Lundgren.
There we go. We got power to the headsets again. 1 minute remaining. They'd like to score for pride right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Back to pass goes Plattenberger. He looks, he fakes, he goes down. It's complete. Nice pass by Plattenberger. And still can't get him down at about the 6 yard line. How much time left? 45 seconds left.
They could get a couple more plays off here. Hopefully they can put a score in.
See if they can get one in here. They're inside the 10, and here's Plattenberger looking for the end zone. Caught, touchdown. Josh Grimm. 44. Oh, who was it? Well, thanks. Well, a little tough down there. 40. It was Marty.
We're trying to give you a lot of credit.
Trying to give you a little credit, Josh. 44-34. I could have had it. 44-34 is the score. They're going to go for the 10-point conversion.
Try to even this score up quickly.
And now they do a little reverse play around the corner. And he's in. 44-36. Who was that masked man, Milo? Can we tell?
Oh, he's kicking his number.
That's now for the 8-point conversion.
On the reverse, and that's going to probably just about do it, Milo.
Flying.
And we'll have Kevin and Pastor Vidler do the ending. And while we got a chance, Milo, this Friends of Wakarusha and the Winterfest, what a great day at Mount Carroll today.
It's a beautiful day. A lot of people came out. It's good. It was exciting. We want to thank the ambulance crew, too. They were also out here. Fortunately, they weren't needed. And it's just a great day out here.
And then, the kids and the kites, and they had that kite club from Wisconsin. They had plenty of food. Just a lot of things going on. Still a lot of folks around there. Hey, you still got time to get here. There's stuff going on here until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Get the petting zoo over here.
Yeah, they got the petting zoo. And Hal's going to take part in that in a little bit.
They did take the llama home, though.
The llama went home?
Looks like it. Probably getting cold.
Yeah, they don't get cold. Is the clock stopped, Joe?
Big decisions.
We'll see. 44-36 is the score.
They got 20 seconds left. They've got to do an onside kick here. They've got one timeout remaining.
Trying to get their strategies.
Onside kick. How do you do an onside kick in flag football?
Make one up, Joe.
Well, make one up quick, Joe. 10 yards. 10.
Okay.
Onside kick. Work.
That was their onside kick, so they threw that out. Bring it back out in the middle of the field. That's exactly what they did. I'm not sure how they arrived at that.
Yeah, I don't.
Spot.
Got it right. It was field marker.
You know, I don't understand that. Must be a rule. Dave, the attorney.
He do what he wants. Let me back to pass. He's going long. He's going for the touchdown. Got him. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Marcus Foltz.
Marcus Foltz. And that's going to do it. 50-36. 50-36 is our score. Boy, he didn't run the clock out.
No.
Good sportsman, that
Greg
Clipping is. 50-36.
14 seconds left.
Back to pass. They go. And it's good. 52-36.
We have approximately 10 seconds, I believe. Check.
One more play.
I never heard it. The clock man say that just quite that way. Time for one more play. Don't worry about it.
Hey,
oh, yes.
Right.
They're going to do that. Sweep around, and they're going to take Dave Weissmuller down. The official, he doesn't know it. And then they're going to chant that he has to buy the first round. Yep, time for one more play.
Well, he didn't call many penalties today, neither. The team should be too upset with him.
No, but he's an attorney. He can buy their first round.
Oh, absolutely. Oops, we've got a kite on the field at this point. We're trying to drag it off. That's where to go.
Oh, Joe. What's Joe doing?
Well, Graham's out on the field.
Head coach Joe Graham of the losing Kalamazoo. What's he going with the pinheads for? He's going with the pinhead. He switched gears.
He wanted to be on the winning side.
They're going to go after Dave Weissmuller. They got him. And they got him down. Now, no, he won't go down. He's not going down.
They couldn't run around in his prison garb.
Yeah, they couldn't get him. 52-36 will be the final score. Kalamazoo loses to the Carroll Plains Pinheads. And they're all shaking hands out there. They had a good time.
It was a heartbreaker.
After leading 22-16 at the half. And got to make sure, Kevin, we'll get them over. You got. They're going to give the trophy out on the field. And, Kevin, we're going to turn it over to you now.
All right.
We're going to hang her up. I know it's been a fun day.
We're going to get the guys over here for the
coming out here.
Trophy presentation.
Thanks, Al. Okay, it's over to Kevin Powell.
Are you going
to
help with the trophy presentation, are you?
Yeah, I made the trophy, and Dave, Pastor Dave, and I are going to give him the trophy, and the winners will get to it. You can't drink this, but we're going to, do it and open it up in the park. So.
And what's your name?
My name is Ed Lapos.
Ed, good. You did a great job with the trophy. I love it. That's beautiful.
Yeah, a bunch of people came in on it. We had some people make the trophy and take the football and autograph it, and it's ready to go.
That'll stay at Carroll Lanes then for this year till next year.
It'll stay at Carroll Lanes till next year, and then next year we'll see.
Well, it's been a great turnout today. I'd say the game was quite very exciting. I think the players really got into it. I think the crowd really stayed around even though it's fairly cold.
Oh, I think it's nice outside. People are really having a great time. Everybody's eating a lot of food, and I think we're having a great time, and it's a great place to be, which is Point Rock Park in Mount Carroll. So come on down. If you don't come down here now, come down here some other time. Thank you.
And I also have Dave Riddler here with us. Dave, are you going to help us with our trophy presentation as well? We have the two owners of the two team sponsors here today. So we have Mike.
Here to Mike.
Come on over.
Well, that was a great game, guys. It was a good turnout tonight. Kalamazoo's want to thank everyone for coming out to every day. I'd like to invite everyone here at the park and the listening audience to join us down at Kalamazoo's for the Boast Game Party. Guys, I concede that was a very good game. Congratulations, Jim.
Hey, you too.
Thank you.
And Jim, congratulations. You did a good job pulling a great team together here this year.
Yeah, our team pulled it off pretty good. We got a band tonight playing from 9:30 until 1 o'clock in the morning for Jerry Mallett's birthday party.
All right, so you're welcome to have everybody come down and see the trophy. Again, great job, guys.
Really well.
I want my team to
actually. All right, we'll call the team on over.
Can you come over here, please?
Hi, Joe.
All you guys are accepting the trophy.
Come on. You gotta call him like Doc.
If I call him Pinhead, he'll kill him.
Get it close.
That's fine, I can.
Yeah, let me get the field.
Okay, you guys got it?
Carolyn! I need you guys to carry Jim off.
Again, it's been a great afternoon. We really enjoyed it, Beaver. This has worked out really well, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And again, the friends at Waukesha and also all those businesses in the community that got part in this, it's been a fun day.
I think we're going to see a real vitalization of here we go with the champagne, but we're going to see a continued revitalization of this Point Rock Park down here, and that's part of what this is all about, and it's part of bringing the community of Mount Carroll together, and it's a very successful day.
Talk to Dave real quick here, Kevin.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? You had a lot of fun out there.
Right? I did.
Right. Not too many penalties, so you didn't have to work too hard. Did you get too tired to blow the whistle or what?
No, I just didn't want anybody getting mad at me because it is a friendly game. There weren't too many rough hits. First half was real clean. Second half, I knew they were going to be a little bit rougher, but I didn't think there was anything that was out of line. One guy did hit pretty low on a tackle. I told him before the game if they were trying to grab the flag and they got him at the waist, that's all right because they weren't really going to hurt anybody grabbing him at the waist.
I don't think there's any big hits intentionally by anybody. It was a well-played game by both teams. But
I was informed to ask this question at the end of the game. Why didn't Charlie's 2 have a football team?
I don't know. We'll have to see what happens next year.
Well, they didn't have one because then Kalamazoo's would want one also.
Okay, real good.
We deliberately did not pick Charlie's 2 because we were told that they were really too old, but I did ask if they would be the cheerleaders, but, you know.
Well, we've had it.
None of the guys wanting to put on short skirts and have pom-poms.
Well, they probably wouldn't mind the pom-poms with the short skirts, and on a day like this would be a little tough.
But we thought they had the legs for it. That was the problem.
There you go. Well, it's been a great day. I've had a lot of fun, Beaver. Everybody's had a lot of fun, and thanks a lot to WCCI Radio for helping us get this festival kicked off.
And we'd like to thank Pastor Dave Vidler again and the Friends of Waukesha for their efforts, and hopefully next year, huh?
Oh, yes, for sure next year. Same place, about the same time.
Okay. Again, for everyone at Point Rock Park, Winterfest 2006, a great success in Mount Carroll.